This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States is to provide Ukraine with a rocket system with a range of about 80 kilometers to defend itself against Russia, but the equipment will be delivered with conditions, reports VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden, in a New York Times opinion article published online Tuesday evening, said he has decided to provide the Ukrainians with more advanced rocket systems and munitions that will enable them to more precisely strike key targets on the battlefield in Ukraine. This comes a day after the president said he was rejecting a request from Kyiv for advanced missile systems that could potentially strike inside Russia. A senior administration official told reporters that the M142 high-mobility artillery rocket system is to be used by the Ukrainians to repel Russian advances on Ukrainian territory, but not to hit targets in Russian territory. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is praising New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for her success in curbing extremism and guns following a 2019 mass shooting there. Biden said he wants to know more about her country's efforts as he tries to persuade Congress to tighten gun laws after recent shootings in Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York.
I've been to more mass shooting aftermaths than I think any president in American history, unfortunately. And it's just so much of it is preventable, and the devastation is amazing.
Ardern and Biden met for about an hour Tuesday. She won passage of gun control measures in her country after a white supremacist killed 51 Muslim worshippers in 2019. This is VOA News. Indigenous Australia's approach to seasons based on tens of thousands of years of experience is explored in a new documentary. First Nations seasonal calendars show intricate knowledge of the relationship between plants, animals, water, the weather, and fire. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Over the past 15 years, scientists have helped Indigenous communities in Australia document and present the way they understand complex weather patterns. Their knowledge of the seasons is highly localized and unique to each area. Subtle changes in the weather tell communities when to pick fruit, hunt, and fish. Emma Woodward is from the National Science Agency, CSIRO. She told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that this vast well of ecological knowledge that dates back up to 65,000 years is also helping researchers understand the impact of global warming.
There's been great interest in saying, okay, well, what are local Indigenous communities seeing change in the environment? How can these seasonal calendars be used as kind of tools or bases for monitoring that change going forward?
On the Tiwi Islands, north of the Australian city of Darwin, Indigenous groups mark, among many others, the season of the mangrove worm, when the creeping invertebrates become an easy meal and are sweet and filling. There's also the season of hot feet, when the earth is baked in the sun and becomes too warm to walk barefooted. Researchers found that about 120 Aboriginal languages are still in use in Australia. Of those, only around 12 are considered to be relatively strong and are being taught to children. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Following 2 months of frustration, despair, and economic loss, Shanghai's draconian COVID-19 lockdown ended at midnight Wednesday morning. At midnight, small groups gathered in the city's former French concession neighborhood, whistled, shouted, ban lifted, and clinked glasses of champagne. Stores along the street have been preparing for reopening. The two-month lockdown has trapped many migrant workers in Shanghai who are not able to return to their hometowns or secure their income sources in the city. Recapping our top story, the United States is to provide Ukraine with a rocket system with about a range of 80 kilometers to defend itself against Russia, but the equipment is being delivered with conditions that, and they're not supposed to strike Russian territory, as U.S. President Joe Biden praised New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for her success in curbing extremism and guns following a 2019 mass shooting there, telling her that he needs her help and advice. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.